For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Escalating violence in Lebanon continues to force the evacuation of foreigners. InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst says that they made the difficult decision to pull out their foreign staff. The reason, says Van Bronckhorst, is Hezbollah's track record of kidnapping Westerners as Israeli attacks intensify. But even with unrest, it's unusual for InterServe workers to actually leave an area, and Van Bronckhorst says it's impacted their work.
I would say it has temporarily halted it. There are a couple of things that may go on with the folks who stay, but most of what we were doing is not going to be possible anyway in the middle of a war.
Pray for InterServe workers and Lebanese Christians as they face these tough times. Next, Wycliffe Bible Translators Ron Yadow says that those things sitting around your attic, garage, or office can help fund Bible translation projects. It's a new donor program that has taken off this year in partnership with a charity group.
We've received collections of fine art, coin collections, stamp collections, tools, timeshares even, golf clubs, things that people used to use aren't using anymore. We've come up with a way of receiving those assets and converting them into cash, and the funds flow to strategic translation projects worldwide.
And medical ambassadors Terry Darrymple says the structure of their community health evangelism village in Mbali, Uganda will likely be the model for more. Darrymple says they're confronting the issue of 12 million AIDS orphans in sub-Saharan Africa, one family at a time. The solution, he says, is for Christian people in a community to organize their communities to come around and care for their own orphans. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Congratulations to KDAZ listener Frank Haley of Albuquerque, New Mexico. He was the winner of the MNN 15th anniversary trip to the Leningrad region of Russia September 28th. You can join us, sign up at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.